Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. The text for our meditation this morning is written for us in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 13. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can stand against the devil's scheme. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the world rulers of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. For this reason, take up the full armor of God, so that you will be able to take your stand on the evil day. And after you have done everything, to stand. Let's pray. These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us through the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Please be seated. In Jesus the Christ, dear fellow redeemed, I think that I'm pretty safe assuming that all of you know what this is. Even though it's pretty small, probably the people in the back can see it clearly enough to know what it is. But just in case you don't, it's a target. Okay? And you're familiar with the different rings and where you want to hit. You want to hit right in the center. Whether you're shooting a bow or a slingshot, gun, rifle, whatever it may be. Now, if you were to see someone walking around with this target on their back, we have a saying about that, right? Someone's out to get them. There's a target on their back. Today, I've got some sobering news for you. If you believe in Jesus, if you believe that your sins are forgiven through his life and death, you have a target on your back. The devil is your enemy, and he is scheming against you. Part of that sober message is in our text where it says, for our struggle or wrestle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the world rulers of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Paul tells us that our wrestle, our struggle, the Greek actually says, blood and flesh. Okay. But Paul's point is, you're not facing a human enemy. You're facing a spiritual enemy. And he even says that the devil is scheming. That word for scheming is where we get our English word method. So it's process or strategy, but connected with it is this idea of wisdom. The devil is wisely planning how he is going to attack you. We're not dealing with some dumb enemy that we can easily trick and fool, easily avoid. We're dealing with a spiritual force who watches and waits. The devil is watching you along with all of his minions. He knows how to push your buttons. He knows when you are weakest, and he even knows how to make you weak. You've probably seen evidence of his ability to trip you up time and time again. When I have spoken with people struggling with sin, whether it's addictions or behavioral substance, doesn't matter. Or even when people are trying to make changes in their life for the better. One of the common things that I've found is, and this is in my own personal life too, I'm weakest, we're weakest when we're tired. Now, college students love to brag about how little sleep they got last night. Okay? And they want to be up socializing, and hey, that's great. It's great to have friends and be able to socialize. But don't think that your enemy, the devil, doesn't notice when you are weakest. Doesn't know when he can get you to fall the easiest. Yeah, it may be great to stay up with friends. It may be fun to stay up late playing computer games or watching Netflix. But do you realize you may be playing into the devil's hands? Just by getting you tired, he can make you so much weaker as you face temptation and as you try to navigate this war that we're in. So what's a Christian to do? Paul gives us two pieces of advice. Right after this warfare, scheming narrative, he says, put on the full armor of God. Here he was using the image of the Roman soldier and his panoply, all of his armor. The emphasis isn't so much on the full, but on the put on. If you were a soldier in warfare, how dumb would it be to jump out of bed and just run out onto the battlefield? No, they're trained so that as soon as they're up on their feet, they're grabbing their kit, they're getting all their gear. When we go out into the world without the full armor of God, we're making a serious mistake. So what is that armor? The armor chiefly is God's word. Through his word, He opens our eyes to good and evil choices. He can help guide us through the temptations that Satan is presenting right in front of us. But more than that, he can assure us of his love and his victory. See, the devil's not the only one that schemes, that wisely plots out earthly events. God is. God was strategizing against the devil when he sent Jesus to live a perfect life. And Jesus battled Satan and overcame. We have the picture of it in his 40 days in the wilderness without food or drink. But throughout Jesus' earthly life, he was continually fighting against Satan to overcome him for you. And then I'm sure that the devil thought that his schemes had worked when he saw the Son of God nailed to the cross. But God was smarter. Satan didn't realize that by pinning that Son of God to the cross, he was paying for your sins and setting you free. But God did. He knew exactly what he was doing for you. And even when the Son of God laid cold in the grave, I bet the devil was still wondering how this is going to turn out. But on Easter morning, when the Son of God rose from the dead and marched into hell itself, there was no doubt. The devil knew he was defeated. And when the tomb was shown empty, God was declaring to you that your greatest enemy has been defeated, that your sins are forgiven. So now, as we war against these spiritual forces, we do so knowing God's strength, that He has defeated the devil, and that He has won that victory for us. Jesus says in John chapter 10 that He knows His sheep and they listen to His voice, and He says, "No one can snatch them out of my hands." You can live every day knowing that there's a target on your back, that you have an enemy, but you are safe and sound in Jesus' hands. May His power and His strength to defeat Satan, sin, and death assure you that those hands will carry you safely through this life until you're safe with Him in heaven. Be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Amen. Please stand for the blessing. And now may the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen. This morning in our prayers, we remember Terry Fries. Terry is undergoing surgery for cancer today. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank and praise You that You sent Jesus to be our rescuer. Through His life and death, You have freed us from our sins and delivered us from Satan's hands. As Satan plots and schemes against us, Lord, we pray that You would grant us Your Spirit, that we would remain firmly in Jesus' hands. Cause us to run to Him when we feel danger, and draw us ever closer through Your word and sacraments. Heavenly Father, in Your wisdom, You have allowed Terry to develop cancer. We pray that You would bless the surgeons and all the medical staff as they work to rid Terry of this illness. We pray that You would bless the procedures, and if it is Your will, restore her to good health. Use this difficulty to draw her and her family closer to You, that they would be more confident of Your love and mercy in Jesus. We pray these things in His name. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.